Meditation now. Let us convert our world from material sense to spirit. Start right where you are by first stepping out of your material concept of body. Releasing physicality. Like a discarded garment. No hands, no torso, no shoulders, no ribs, no nervous system, no internal organs, no bloodstream. Let your physical self vanish out of your mind. Behind this visible appearance, such a you already exists. This you is now alive, has ever been alive, and ever will be. This you has been unknown to your human mind. As you develop the capacity to let this living you which is omnipresent and infinite come into your daily life, the real excitement of living truly begins. Out of nowhere, spiritual power begins to flow. Out of the invisible, a higher consciousness takes over just like a breeze that flows out of nowhere. And it flows and ripples across every activity of your life, lifting the entire fiber of your being into new dimensions, restoring, rearranging, manifesting new and incredible harmonies that you never knew existed. And just as gently, this invisible spirit releases outworn attitudes. New confidence replaces fear. Tolerance replaces resentment. Approval replaces judgments. This living you, not in a physical form, frees you from all anxieties, all pressures, all need for planning, manipulating, outlining. You'll feel silent waves of knowing. Life presents to you an invisible perfection. There are no missing parts, no extra pieces. Everything flows in perfect rhythmic balance, governed by a vast, positive, infallible, unseen intelligence, like the wind. This great power of spirit moves out of the invisible, enters your experience unopposed, fulfills the perfection of divine will, blesses everyone it touches, and fills every open vessel with the nectar of love. The struggle disappears. There are no more crooked places. The difficulties and disturbances vanish. Error yields effortlessly under the visitation of perfect divine law. Do you realize that this is how life was meant to be? Rhythmic, synchronized, with every need met and fulfilled even before it reaches your attention. But how can this happen unless we obey the divine command to live consciously in our body of spirit? Seek ye first the kingdom of spirit. Seek ye first the body of spirit, and all things will be added unto you. The perfect law of spirit functions only in your spiritual body, and when you develop your capacity daily to live in your spiritual body, the harvest is plentiful. And the joy of being lifts you into communion with your one infinite source, and no longer is heaven in your future, it is in your present. For a moment, what was the secret teaching when Jesus appeared before Pontius Pilate and declared, "Thou couldst have no power over me"? He could have said the same thing to a storm at sea or to the infection of a leper, or even to the power of death. Why? Because he was not operating from a physical body. The invisible spiritual body of Jesus was saying to Pilate, "Thou couldst have no power over me." And that, as you know, is a universal truth. That is exactly what your invisible spiritual body says to death, disease, discord, limitation, lack, and the false appearances of age. Think again. What body walked out of the tomb of Lazarus? is spiritual body. What body appeared to the disciples when the Master walked upon water? His spiritual body. What body did Paul discover when he fell off a horse in Damascus? The spiritual body that has no problems. The body that is always living, always present, always perfect, always under perfect divine law. You have that body. Your transition from the physical concept of body to the active daily realization of life in your spiritual body is the answer to every human limitation. It's the secret of immortality in your eternal life right now. And the message that was implanted in your soul before the beginning of time. When Paul said, "We are willing to be absent from the body and present with the Lord," he was divulging the secret of his amazing success as one of the most dynamic founders of Christianity. In spite of a physical infirmity, which he refers to in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, as a thorn in the flesh, which, as you may remember, many experts believe to be epilepsy, Paul overcame this infirmity. But he did it only by dying daily to his physical sense of body and living consciously in his spiritual body, which he called his Christ body. "For me," said Paul, "to live is Christ. To die is gain." When he said we walk by faith, not by spirit, one of the great truths that he was teaching and bestowing on mankind was that you can walk in your spiritual body even though you cannot see it. And if we can catch that mind-boggling truth, that we can step out of this material body into our spiritual body, then we have caught Paul's message. He had another message, and that was what he also discovered at Damascus. Paul discovered that he never had a physical body, and that neither do you. The only body that exists is your unseen spiritual body. I think Joel's work clearly tells us about that. The illusion of the human body and the illusion of the material world are both set forth very specifically in Joel's book, Thunder of Silence. You find in the chapter, "This is a spiritual universe," many, well, no longer bewildering, but at one time very bewildering statements. And here are some quotes from there. Pages 99 to 110 in Thunder. "We do not deny the body," says Joel. "It is real. But what we see as body is not body. It's a mental image within our own thought, a universal mental concept, individualized within us. There's no such thing as a material body. There's no such thing as a material universe. Only material concepts of the one spiritual body and the one spiritual universe. What we see, hear, taste, touch, smell, is the unreal creation. A mental image. A mental image which exists only as a shadow within our thought. Nothing occupies time and space. Only our mental images. We are not working at things, but pictures in our minds. If you exist in time or space, you are a mental image, a nothingness. You are a substance-less shadow. If we can see it, hear it, taste it, touch it, smell it, it is an activity of mind. A mental image, the arm of flesh, nothingness. It is a false creation which God never made. No matter how material a condition seems to be, it is not any more material than was my baggage. And that was not material. It was a mental image, the realization of which revealed omnipresence. There is no such thing as a material body, only a mental concept of body. And then Joel quietly hurls a bombshell when he says, the body of God is the body of man. What is he saying? Well, God is spirit, and therefore, the body of God means the body of spirit. And Joel's statement means, the body of spirit is the body of man. Interestingly, every one of these statements by Joel is based on his own experience and on a truth revealed and demonstrated to mankind by Christ Jesus and other biblical prophets, disciples, apostles, seers, and sages. You have, mankind has, a permanent spiritual body, and when mankind tries to live in a temporary mental body, we have duality. We have the will of God and the will of man, the goals of God and the goals of man, the truth of God and the false truth of the human mind. No wonder our hospitals are overcrowded. How can the perfection of spirit function in a body that God did not create? A body that exists only as an image in our human minds. Of course these bodies must die. Of course these bodies commit murder, rape, terrorism, atrocities, and all types of cruelty. Of course these bodies develop physical defects and deformities. Of course these bodies are attacked by germs, floods, fires, hurricanes. No wonder they can be destroyed by bullets and bombs, by diseases and radioactivity. They are not bodies. Even though 4 billion people seem to live in them, Scripture tells us to overcome But we have not realized that it is telling us to overcome our false sense of body, to awaken, to leave our nets, to die daily, to transcend the senses, to be reborn of the spirit into the spiritual body, into the spiritual universe. Because we have such a body, we are told to be perfect as God. Because, as Joel said, God is our real body. The Spirit of God is your body, and you have no other. Does that clarify why God says, everything that I have is thine? Does that clarify why, although everything the Spirit of God has is ours, we still continue to lack, to be limited, to fear and to suffer, to be at the mercy of world forces, ultimately to die? It is because we cling to the material sense of body and the material sense of life. And then we hope to make these tombs of flesh do what they are not equipped to do. You cannot make a dead tree give fruit. We cannot make tombs of flesh perfect. We cannot make them eternal. We cannot even bring them under the law of God. The natural man receiveth not the things of God. We should face it, not fight it. The simple fact is that no human body is or can ever be under divine law. And if you want your human body to be under divine law, you are going to spend the rest of your lifetime doomed to failure. The divine way is to learn to live daily in your permanent body. Your spiritual body, which already is under divine law. And that is precisely what each of us should be doing at this moment. You and I cannot be responsible for the many false teachings that have lured mankind into a false sense of security by making promises that cannot be kept. Nor can we be responsible for the universal ignorance which has binded men, bound men to discords and despair and deterioration and death. Man has been living in a substitute for his real body. Bodies without spiritual substance. But you and I have been given the expressed authority of God. We have been given the power of God, the dominion of God, the presence of God, the intelligence of God to guide us out of imitation bodies into the never-dying body of spirit, out of an ever-decaying universe of the mind, into the ever-perfect universe of the soul. And above all, we have that presence of God within each of us. We have in us the living master, the universal Christ, the invisible identity of every person who walks this earth. How shall we let this living body be our home? How shall we walk, live, have our being in our invisible body of spirit while we work, live, and appear on earth in our visible material bodies? That is the basic purpose of the Bible. Every word, every deed, from Genesis to Revelation, is there to help you transform from the illusion of imperfect matter, imperfect mortal form, to the reality of your perfect spirit. Today on this tape, and in the two to follow, and then in the eight classes in Monterey, we will practice and learn how to trust Spirit to be our real shepherd and to lead us into the holy kingdom of life without end. We will not depend on human brains. We will not attempt to limit God to our human beliefs or human thoughts or human experiences. Nor will we make the mistake of trying to pin spirituality on a person, on a physical selfhood. The Spirit of God has prepared a way for us. It has planted a living guide in the midst of us, itself. It is the way shower through which we may walk through the inner levels of consciousness to the upper room and into the infinite. It is the way shower that connects us to infinite source. It is the way shower that attunes us to reality. It is the way shower that leads us from matter to spirit, from karma to grace. And it is this exodus from matter which is exactly like the exodus of the Hebrews from Egypt. Our exodus from matter and our entrance into spirit as the living immaculate conception, the realization of spiritual identity, the attainment of the spiritual body, which says to the world of matter, "Thou couldst have no power over me. I am self-complete, eternal, indestructible, whole, and all that spirit has I am." This is the path of the way-shower called I, the Master Within. I am he who stood before Pilate and said, "Thou couldst have no power over me." I am the spiritual body and the spiritual consciousness of you. I stand before every pilot in this universe, whether it be person or condition or death. And I say, "Thou couldst have no power over me." And I say unto you, follow me. Follow I in the midst of you. I am the way. Never think that I am afar off. I am come. I am the eternal spirit of God. I am the eternal spirit of you. I am the secret splendor. I am the resurrection of man from all mortal blindness to spiritual vision. I am not a legend in the past who walked the earth yesterday. I am the deliverer into the nowness of being. I am here always to open your eyes, to feed you the essence of life, to raise you from the false sense of life in a form that dies. I am here now to remove the blindfolds of your senses, to liberate you from false boundaries of the human ego, to reveal your dominion as spirit over this world, to bless you with your inheritance as the perfect living expression of spirit, which is called Son of God. To lift you above the belief that you walk in a mortal form. For whenever you do, whenever you are not in your body of spirit, you are refusing to follow your own inner eye into the kingdom of reality.
Always, the material senses of man stop at the threshold of truth. They strive to maintain a separation from source. They strive to perpetuate the dream, to perpetuate the material separation of one form from other forms, to perpetuate the idea of material individualities. Not so when your faith is enlightened. For then you transcend the obstacle of separate, finite forms. These are the nets you leave, just as the disciples left their nets when they found the inner eye, who appeared outwardly as the true master within them as well. Then we no longer divide spirit into finite forms, finite objects. We no longer accept these moving shadows in our minds. We no longer give them a sense of life. We move above mind, above images, into soul, into the kingdom of omnipresence, omnispirit. We surrender our belief in division. We accept the Spirit of God everywhere as one self, undivided, infinite, omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient. We know that the laws of time and space have no power in the omnipresent spirit of infinite God, which we are. That is your body. That is your hidden manna. In my kingdom of spirit, there is one infinite body without opposite. It is my omnipresent body, says the Father, and it is the temple of God, and it is your temple. It never depends on the material world for food or clothing, shelter or even air. Your spiritual body is independent of the elements. It has nothing and no one to overcome. It has no substance that can be worn out or run down or even injured. It is the substance of life that can never know death, discord, or deterioration. Your spiritual body is the paradise that men have sought in vain. And it is the only living body in the universe of God. It is the universal, omnipresent body discovered by all mystics. Whither can I flee from thy omnipresent spirit when it is the one invisible, infinite body which Paul called the body of Christ, to which all mankind is resurrected from the illusion of temporary dying flesh? So I say to you, between now and your December tape, please give 10 or 15 minutes daily to the quiet realization of your spiritual body, which means learn daily to step out of your material sense of body. We have all said, why don't people who teach the truth speak without symbols and lay it on the line? Why do we have parables? Why do we have this endless confusion or double meanings? Why can't somebody say it the way it is? And the moment you step out of your physical sense of body, you have the answer. Oh, my heaven. Everything is different. Everything. I am different. The world is different. I don't have the power to think human thoughts. I'm in a higher dimension. Something is flowing called the invisible Holy Ghost. It has come like the wind quickly. Where it goes, we know not. How it comes, we know not. But when it comes, it is saying to you, I am come because you are living in your spiritual body. That is your invitation to the Holy Ghost. If you have tried in vain to bring the Holy Ghost into your physical body, you know now why you have failed. I come unto my own, spirit unto spirit. And in this great moment, when you know that you are not walking, living, being in a physical form, all of the parables, all of the symbols, all of the endless confusions of human language are gone. You know God aright. You are liberated from the words that have to come into the material sense of life to awaken those who have not found their spiritual reality. And so 10 or 15 minutes daily to step out of form will, when you succeed, in one instant, bring the entire Bible into your consciousness in its truth. Do it now. You see, when you step out of form, you are in the divine body. The one divine body. The omnipresent divine body. When you step out of form, you are omnipresent. You are free. You are delivered. This is the meaning of "Whither can I flee from thy spirit?" I am thy spirit. Thou art everywhere. I am that everywhere self, that everywhere body. Always. All of the spiritual treasures of the universe are in my being. Always. And when I live in my omnipresent spiritual body, those treasures must express. They grow the fruit on the vine. Who is incomplete? The individual not living in his omnipresent spiritual body. Who dies? Who suffers? Who hurts? Who reincarnates? Who lacks dominion? Who is controlled by the forces of the world? Who is under karma? I have no physical body. This was the message of Jesus. Thou couldst have no power over my physical body, Pilate. I have none. Thou couldst have no power over my physical body, germs. I have no physical body to accept germs. I am spirit. This is the transition. From a finite, physical, imperfect, temporary body to the body of Christ. This is the work. Then everything else flows. in your spiritual body, you are one with all spirit throughout the universe. It's as if there were only one person on the earth, one infinite, invisible spiritual self. And the rest is automation, grace, appearing outwardly as the harmony of your being. The form that walks through the fire and the flood, untouched. The form for whom loaves and fishes fall out of the sky. The form for whom infections fall away. When I touched the leper, I was touching the invisible body of spirit. When I touched the blind man's eye, I was touching the invisible body of spirit. Every miracle in the Bible is the revelation of the invisible, perfect body of spirit, alive everywhere. Choose ye your infinite body of spirit or mammon. Please review the 9 goals. Please practice the meditation of being in your spiritual body, stepping out of your material body. Please read several chapters in Joel's book, Practicing the Presence. There are 2 chapters we can start with. One is self-surrender and the other is the Word made flesh. And please look for your next tape in December. While we are here together, I would like to rest quietly with you in one meditation for the hostages. This will be our first meditation on this subject. I would like to ask you also to join me at 5 o'clock Kauai time, which is, I hope it is, 8 o'clock. Let's figure 8 o'clock California time. I think California and Oregon are the same. 8 o'clock California and Oregon time. Those of you in Chicago or Massachusetts or New Hampshire or Pennsylvania can figure it out from there. We'll work with 8 o'clock California time as the focus. So here, I'll be meditating with you at either 5 or 6, whatever it happens to be. I think it's 5. Maybe it is 6. I better check it out. But 8 o'clock your time in California. And our subject will be the spiritual body of the hostages and my spiritual body are one and the same. Let's see how we're going to do that. We'll rest in the knowledge, first, that if I meditate as a human being, I'm valueless. I'm of no value to anyone. All I'm doing is going through a physical exercise. So I will step into the acceptance first that I have a spiritual body which is omnipresent. It is where Iran seems to be. It is where Iraq seems to be. It is where Afghanistan seems to be in Cambodia. And it is where the United States seems to be. This invisible spiritual body is one undivided self, omnipresent. It is the body of God, and the body of God is your body, my body. It is a body of spirit. It cannot be divided into pieces or separated from itself. It cannot be less than the infinity of God, so it is infinite, and therefore there is no other body. We are not meditating for physical hostages, are we? We are meditating for the realization that the only body is spirit. We're not meditating for baggage to be returned, for hostages to be returned, for human beings to be returned. We are meditating to realize one infinite, invisible, omnipresent spiritual body. We are resting in that oneness. We step out of the human sense of body. We surrender ourselves to the infinite soul. Rest there in the knowledge that we are living in a spiritual universe governed by spiritual law. And that besides spirit, there is no other. We remain in this consciousness, letting spirit do the work. Letting the spirit be the only consciousness, the only mind, the only body, the only self, the only substance, the only being, until we find some inner peace, assurance that it is so, until we feel that incredible wonder of oneness, where time vanishes, space vanishes, images vanish, thoughts vanish. The entire universe seems to hang on a pinhead. And we have patience, because faith and patience are the same. Faith in truth, patience to wait and to watch, knowing truth must manifest. I in the midst of you am you. I am yourself. I in the midst of the hostages am you. I am yourself. I am the self of the universe. Rest in one self, I am. One divine life flows through the spiritual universe. One divine life is the life of all who appear in mortal flesh. One divine life has no opposite. every night, 8 p.m. California time, from the time you receive this tape, for 1 month, for 30 days, and then let us each look at the entire world situation, knowing that we have tried to release it, not to cling to it, that we have tried to reject the appearances, that we are being faithful to the living spirit. And after those 30 days, let us take 10 more days. And in those 10 days, let us take this knowledge that I am spirit and I live in a spiritual body and transfer this to the knowledge that everyone I will see today, wherever I am, is also spirit living in the same spiritual body, whether they know it or not. I mean, for 10 days after the 30 days meditation on the hostages, we want to work on the knowledge that I live in a spiritual body, and everyone whom I see today also lives in that same spiritual body. Whether they know it or not is not my concern. I am knowing it. And I am accepting this truth as a way of life. Whoever comes into my consciousness today will be walking into the consciousness of one invisible spiritual body without opposite. Do that for 10 days. By the third or fourth day, you may reach the point where you really can do it. And we won't call these 40 days your 40 days in the wilderness, but they are your 40 days of learning to live in a spiritual infinite body where there are no hostages, no physical neighbors, no physical associates or employees or employers. Yes, it is a narrow path, but it leadeth unto life, and it will prepare us for the next spiritual tape, which is readying all of us for the entry into permanent soul consciousness. This has been a message of love coming to you ostensibly from Kauai, but truly from the one invisible self. Aloha until December. See you every night at 8 p.m. California time. Just one more word, please. The two chapters recommended are actually from Parenthesis in Eternity and not from Practicing the Presence. Be sure you read those two chapters in Parenthesis in Eternity. And thanks again.